This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msimbi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
It's a Wednesday. It's that time of the day. Of course, you are live with Bongani and myself, Lindiwe, on the Father's Love Show right here on 7 to 9 a.m. Radio Cape Pulpit. Welcome to the show. What a beautiful day.
Welcome to the show indeed. And what a beautiful day it is, Lindy. Outside is sunny and bright.
I'm loving this weather these days.
Is it?
Yes.
Hopefully you'll be jumping to, you know, inside the pool or the sea.
Of course, looking forward to that.
Looking forward. Okay, there you have it, people. Looking forward. Maybe you're going to send pictures. Maybe you're not. We don't know. You know, just follow us wherever we are. Good day. Good afternoon. This is Bongani, of course, on the Father's Love Show on Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m., your daily companion. Trust that you are blessed by the word that you've just heard right now. And we promise you that you still are going to be blessed today because we have a powerful show, Lindy.
Always.
Today we have two powerful, great people with us, Metal Faith and Andrew Fennis, that are going to be sharing the word of God with us. What are they talking about, by the way, Lindy?
Eternal life.
What is this phenomenon? What is this concept? What is this teaching? What is it to have eternal life? Because it's very, very important. The Bible says we shall know the truth, and the truth that we know that will set us free. Because often than not, we speak about things, but when you're supposed to leave them, when you're supposed to exercise them, we fall short. We fall short. But thank God that today, truth is going to be revealed. Want to say something, Lily?
I'm not sure if I have enough time. Maybe after the break.
Maybe after the break.
Yes.
We're not going to the break. We're going to a beautiful song by Abba Ngobi. I'm going to take, as you listen to it, grab your Bible, grab your pen, and make sure that you sit in front of your radio. Otherwise, you can join us on Facebook, on our Facebook page, on our Facebook live page, 729 Radio Cape Pulpit or Radio Capse Council, and listen in. You can send us also a WhatsApp on 081-7291-657, 081-7291-657. You can also send in your WhatsApp on the Facebook page. Just below my handsome face, there's a green button there. You click on there, you send in your WhatsApp. God bless. Here's Abba Ngobi. I'm going to take it. Yes, that was Abba Ngobi. I'm going to take my troubles away one of these days. But it doesn't have to be one of these days. You can do it now by giving your life, you know, by receiving Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And he's going to take your troubles away because he took them away 2,000 years ago, Lindy.
He took them away already.
So yeah,
you don't have to worry about that. So yeah, looking forward to a wonderful show today. Earlier on, before we went to the song break, I wanted to say, I know that those who have been listening to us for the past few weeks, where we had our guest here in the studio, when they were talking about, you know, this truth.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says you will receive the truth and the truth will set you free. And I know that today, one of our listeners there at home, you know, just had another perception or concept about eternal life. Sorry, I got disturbed by something about eternal life. So we all had, when we were growing up, eternal life, what something is. But I know today that our listeners will receive the truth in terms of what is it that, what is eternal life?
Yeah.
What is it has to do with me here, being here on earth? So our expectation or thought is that eternal life is just when I die and I meet the Lord and I get to experience eternal life. But I'm so excited for our listeners today. Very excited.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Before we've got to expect today.
Okay.
You know, before we say our share. We have Andrew Fenners. How are you doing, sir?
Good afternoon. I'm doing very good. How are you?
No, I'm so blessed to have you with us today, and I can't wait to hear what the Lord has, you know, deposited in your life and prepared for us for such a time as this.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm very excited for today. Nervous, but excited.
It's good. It's good. And Andrew is not alone. He's with the lovely, the most powerful, the most exciting Metal Faith. How are you doing, ma'am?
Hello, pastors. Thank you for having me. I'm better than blessed. Thank you.
Better than blessed. I like that. Andrew, I will just say to you, take it away.
Awesome. Yeah, so this beautiful topic of eternal life, gosh, it's something that we're all taught when we're younger. It's all something that we've heard of. It's all something that we believe that, eternal life. Okay, great. So when I die, I go to heaven.
Yeah.
That's like the first image that comes to mind when you think of this, this phrase, eternal life. But we really want to unpack that today a bit more.
Yeah.
And just help you understand that eternal life is a promise here on earth already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not just for when we die. It's not just, it's not just for the one day. It's actually for here now on earth. So in John 3:16, it's a scripture that most people know. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son so that, whoever may believe in him shall not die but have everlasting life. It says, that word everlasting means forever or a very long time. So basically what the scripture, the way that I see it, is actually the moment that you believe in Jesus, you're given this everlasting life. You can live this everlasting life. It's a promise that is given to you right there and then. As much as the scripture says that you shall not perish but have eternal life, that part is very, well, that's very true. Yes, you won't perish, which means you're going to go to heaven. But again, it comes back to the everlasting life is for now. And then you might be asking, how do you live that everlasting life? How do you obtain it in a sense? How do you obtain it here on earth? And in John 17, it was just before the night before Jesus got crucified. He actually says to his disciples, 17 verse 3, and it says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Man, what the scripture is saying is just, the way to eternal life, the way to live in this eternal life here on earth is just in a beautiful, intimate relationship with Jesus.
Oh, wow.
As it says there, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So, if we were speaking about eternal life, and we're speaking about John 3:16, and we're saying eternal life is only for one day in heaven, we're actually doing almost a disservice to the gospel, because it's a promise that God wants here on earth. He's promised us this beautiful, abundant life here on earth, a prosperous life here on earth, a life that he wants to give us. But that life can be outworked through an intimate relationship with him, through spending time with him in his word and in his love. Also back onto heaven and hell and living after death, saying that you're going to live forever through that concept of eternal life, that isn't the only reason for eternal life in a sense. Because you're going to live forever regardless. You're going to live forever whether you go to heaven or hell, because your body dies here on earth in the grave, but your spirit goes to be with Jesus in heaven, or your spirit goes to hell. So either way, you're going to live forever. But we want to make sure that everyone around us goes the right way to Jesus. But yeah, just such an awesome promise that that eternal life is here on earth. And also in Galatians 1:4, it says that, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. It says that he's delivered us from our evil here on earth. So again, it goes back to, if we're saying that the gospel of Jesus is only for one day, if we're saying that the gospel of Jesus is only for when we go to heaven, how is that helping people here on earth now? Because there are people that are suffering. There are people that are truly, truly going through hardships here on earth. So for them, hearing this gospel that, oh, believe in Jesus and you'll go to heaven one day, that does nothing to them now. That doesn't benefit them in any way now. Which is why a true understanding of what eternal life is, that God wants you to live abundantly here on earth now, is the true gospel. It fulfills the gospel in a sense. To be able to live and outwork that life here on earth.
Wow, awesome. Lindu.
Yeah, I love the fact that Andrew spoke about, this promise, of eternal life. It's not a one-day thing, but it's an everyday thing.
Mm.
I love that. I hope that our listeners really receive that, because that's what I was saying earlier on, that, when we heard about eternal life, we thought, when I die one day, and that's when I get to experience this eternal life. And I love the fact that you spoke about, when you die, everybody will live in eternal life, but it depends where you're going. Hey, oh my God, where are you going to experience this eternal life that you think, okay, when I die? But I love the fact that you are telling us today that eternal life is an everyday promise, and the promises of God, they are yes and amen. It's something that we have to experience here, right here on earth, and it's a beautiful promise. I love you saying beautiful promise. The word of God is beautiful, always.
Faith.
And I trust that our listeners here have really grasped that.
Yeah. Faith. That they may know you. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So what can you say to her?
First, I'm just sitting and listening to Andrew, and the reality of the fact that we have this everlasting life makes me feel super special today. Mm. Because I think we as born-again Christians sometimes don't realize this truth that we can live in daily.
Mm.
He shared the scripture in Galatians 1:4. Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil day. Mm. That alone says
this present evil day.
This present evil day is today.
Mm.
So if that is what he is saying, that already gives us the security in the fact that our everlasting life can start today. I think when we get born again, and before we came to this truth of this scripture that speaks about not the perish alone, but the everlasting. It's, to me, I see it as a ticket that in the past you got this ticket that you can one day use when you die. But I see it as a voucher that you can use every day.
Wow. Come on now.
So you can use that voucher for whatever you need. Everything that the Lord has provided for you, you can live in today.
Yeah.
Not one day. It will continue when we get to heaven one day.
Amen.
But we can live in that truth right now.
Come on.
And I think we rob ourselves sometimes if we think of, one day when I get to heaven. And the it gives us a resilience in a sense of life and the attacks of the enemy. It gives us a resilience in the fact that when you look at the scripture that says in John 10:10 that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Christ came. Why? To give us life eternal. So that life that we can live right now. Amen.
Amen.
Use that voucher.
Yeah.
Every day. Use that voucher of eternal life every day. And when the devil comes, you show him, I've got this voucher to resist you.
Your name on.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So that's how I see it. And in short, there's so many truths. The relationship, the knowing. The scripture that you shared now, Andrew, John 17:3, that when Christ prayed and said that this is eternal life, that you may know me. That knowing, that intimacy that you can have. Yeah. I think in the past I used to believe it's only for certain people that they can have that specific relationship with the Lord. But living in that relationship with him, growing daily. I mean, any relationship, it starts on, hi, how are you? And then it goes on, I'll see you tomorrow. And then it grows daily. The more time you spend with the Lord, also, grows your relationship with him.
Mm.
And you have conversation. So in that knowing and in growing into that intimacy that you can have, your eternal life is locked up also in that. But you have to realize it, and you want to, to desire it. You need to go for it and use that voucher.
Mm. Wow, Lindy, we have a voucher.
Hey, I'm telling you, and it never runs out. Hey,
never runs out.
It never. It's not like a ticket where you have to cash it and that's it. There's nothing else that you can obtain from it. But this one is an ongoing thing. I love that. It's a voucher, ongoing thing. It never runs out. It never reaches its limit. It's an all-around access everywhere with everything every day. I mean, come on. What else do we want?
What else do we want indeed? Because, like, really, I'm sitting here, I'm listening, and I'm asking myself, actually, if you can just go live right now, on Facebook, you'll see my hands are on top of my head right now because you know how did we miss this?
Having
a voucher. Like, besides, I mean, the Bible introduces Jesus in John chapter 1 as the Word, who was with God, who was God, and nothing was made that was made without the Word, and the Word told us what eternal life is. As to how we mess it up for ourselves later on, I simply don't understand how we miss John chapter number 17, verses 3, that Jesus says, this is eternal life. And from what they are sharing with us right now, really, I tell you, Andrew.
Yes.
This is so awesome, man. And you know what Faith just did right now. With a voucher, I'm going to use my voucher on a daily basis. Come on now.
Yes.
It's not a tiki that I'm waiting for that day.
There's a show there on the 20 what, and then the show comes and it's done. You can't use the ticket anymore. This one, you can use it anytime, every day. Before we get into, are we going to a song break? I love what Metal spoke about, where she said, you know, when you understand that you have a voucher that you can use every day, it gives you that resilience for life. And that you know, when the devil comes, you will say, hey, please, don't even come close to me. get behind me. And when he wants to steal, you know, your harvest. I was reminded there's one preacher that you used to listen to. Hey, that's my harvest.
Yeah.
You know, you have that boldness, that authority to tell the devil where to get off because you understand that God has given to me eternal life each and every day that I have to enjoy. So when the devil comes your way, you are able to tell him where to get off. Okay.
Amen.
Yes. And yes, some song break.
And you know, the one thing that they kept on saying, Lindy, both of them, was that, you know, emphasizing the issue of an intimate relationship. When Jesus says that I may know you and they are putting it into having an intimate relationship with the Lord. So I want that when you come back from this song by Donnie McClacken that says anytime. And now that I have a voucher that I can use anytime. I'm so celebrating right now. I really want to find out, how do I make sure that I spend time? How can I ascertain to cultivate that intimate relationship with God, to come to the truths that these wonderful people are sharing with us, to say, you know what, it's a relationship and it has benefits of me having a voucher in my hand. Tell you what, I can't wait to finish the show and use my voucher. Here's Donnie McClacken, anytime. You're listening to The Father's Love, of course, with Bongani and, of course, who?
Lindu, there's no better place to be right now.
I'm telling you. Done here,
I'm telling you, right here, receiving the truth.
I don't know if you're not here. I don't know where you are right now, because we're getting this truth. We're talking about vouchers. So if you missed out, go back to our Facebook page and go and find out what the story about vouchers. Or make sure you log into our website and go to our podcast and listen to this show. We just want to appreciate Lorraine Wagner. Who just sent us a very powerful WhatsApp here saying, I think of it like a marriage. And she says, imagine my husband gives me a ring when we get married and then says, okay, I see you when we retire. What about the meantime? She's asking. Sure. She says, no, God wants us to enjoy the meantime right here. And she gave us a very powerful scripture verse here in Psalm 16, verses 11. I'm going to read it in the New King James. It says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So powerful, powerful. And Cheryl, we see your WhatsApp as well. We really appreciate all the comments. Andrew, you know, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy." Before we went to a song by Donnie McClacken, I asked the question, how does one cultivate that kind of a relationship? Because I heard you guys saying, as Jesus prayed, that this is eternal life, that they may know you, the true God, and Jesus Christ whom you've sent, in John chapter number 17, verse 3. So now, how does one cultivate, or how did you guys even come to a point where you say the knowing means intimate relationship?
Gosh, an intimate relationship with God is amazing. It really, really will change your life. I see it as a relationship with a friend. A relationship with God and a relationship with Jesus isn't much different to just having a friend or a very close friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you build and grow that relationship is by spending time with them and getting to know them. So the biggest game changer, at least for me personally, in my relationship with Jesus, was getting to know God's character, getting to know his love, getting to understand his love. I love that beautiful scripture in Romans 5 verse 8 that says, even while we were still sinners, Christ died to save us. Like, man, how awesome is that? Understanding that love that God has for you makes that intimate relationship grow so easily. Just knowing that he wants that relationship with you. It's not like a friend that you're like, you're trying to be friends with, but they don't really want to be friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like that. Like, God really wants that relationship with you, which adds that rest and that ease into it. So it comes from spending time in the Word, spending time in the Scriptures, spending time in his presence, because often we neglect that as well. We spend so much time in the Word, that we actually, forget to just be like, okay, Lord, like, I want your presence as well. I want to feel you close to me. If that makes sense. And knowing that he is close to you always and that his spirit is within you. And I think what's awesome is in Revelation 3:20 as well. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me." Like, man, it just, reiterates just how much Jesus really wants to come into your heart and have that relationship with you. So just cultivating that and growing in that love for him and that desire for him, understanding his character more, understanding who he is, what he did for us, understanding the scriptures more, just getting that deeper revelation. There's also a beautiful scripture in 1 John 5 verse 12, I think it is, yes, and it says, "He who has the Son has life. He does not have the Son of God, does not have life." I love that word "has," because that's a present tense. It doesn't say that he who has the Son will have life. It says that he who has the Son has life, which is a now thing. So again, it goes back to that concept of eternal life being a now, being something that God promises us and wants us to live now in that life and abundance that he has given us.
Not something in the sweet by and by.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, just developing that relationship with him, spending time with him, spending time in his word and in his presence.
And you see now why the reason, probably just listening to Andrew right now, you know, re-emphasizing the fact that, you know, at eternal life is not for the sweet by and by, but it's for the thing, like what God wants us to experience right now, you know, right now, because I'm going through whatever I'm going through right now. I'm not going to go through what I'm going through right now then, you know.
It's now.
Maybe
now.
That's the reason why a lot of people are postponing receiving or accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior.
To enjoy there in the far away place.
Yeah, because, you know, me growing up, honestly, I must confess right here in front of the nation that, you know what, I always thought, you know, salvation or being born again is something for old people. And, you know, I grew up seeing even my grannies, you know, grandfather, grandma, you know, at their old age. Only then you see them sitting under a tree reading the Bible the whole day. And I thought, I'm still going to leave.
I'm going to do it later.
And then I'm going to accept Jesus later, not now. Mm. But, you know, today it's so liberating, man. No wonder, you know, the Bible says, arise and shine, for your light has come. So the entrance of God's word brings about light and causes us to rise and shine. And I tell you, I'm rising on the inside and I'm shining because of this truth. Faith. Mm. I know, I can see you are itching to come in there.
Pastor, when I listened to Andrew speaking about come in and dine with me, like inviting the Lord to come and dine with you, most of our relationships, I mean, we as South Africans like to eat together around food. And then most of the intimate conversations happens around that table.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you can just imagine yourself being with the Lord,
sure.
Wow. And you have the word in front of you, you ask the question, how do I build my relationship? The word is your food. It's the bread of life.
Come on.
So you sit around the table of the word and you feed on that.
Amen.
And by feeding on that word, your eternal life starts growing.
Yeah.
Because the truth that's being imparted into your heart makes you realize who you are in Christ. But it also makes you realize that the enemy has no leg to stand on when it comes to you. So to me, that intimate relationship, spending time with a word, feeding on it, not just reading it to read for the sake of reading, sitting under the tree and reading, but like feeding on it, like realizing that is the life that I need to put into my heart so that I can walk daily in those truths.
Mm.
So to me, that is the intimate relationship, understanding the word. Living the word, doing the word, being the word. Because that to me, it shows that I am living an internal life and that I am in a relationship with the Son of God.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Now you can go on.
No, when Andrew read the scripture on 1 John 5:11, I was also going to read that. He that hath the Son has life. And he that has not the Son of God does not have life. Mm. So you've got a choice.
Yeah.
Do you want life? Then you need the Son. And if you need the Son, there's just one thing to do. Make that choice. Come now. Don't wait until 2 days before you die. Come now.
And enjoy heaven
and
on earth.
Exactly, boss.
Come on now.
Now.
Because if I have a voucher.
Use those vouchers.
Lindy, with these few seconds, I want to go use my voucher now.
You want to go use your voucher. You can I've already started. I've already started.
Okay. You're going to be like that now.
I love the fact that she spoke about, we spend time around the table with food. You know, when there's food on the table, man, we can talk and that intimate,
And we get to know each other
even
more.
Yes. I love the fact that, you know, you just reminded us that the word of God is food.
Exactly.
Man, that's so amazing. That if we could just grasp that the word of God is food, whatever that you're going through, just eat the word. And I'm telling you, your situation will change for the better. It will change and be what God has intended for your life to be. Because, I mean, it's as Jesus says, you know, that man will not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds, you know, out of the mouth of God. So, we can just close.
Yeah, you know, when Andrew touched on that, Lindy, and spoke about, you know, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock, whoever opens, you know, will come and eat. And now Metal says, you know what, it's you coming and sitting and dining and eating food and fellowshipping with God in His Word without any distraction. I was just reminded that when I come home, and you have prepared a meal and I see some candlelight and I say, okay, tonight we're going to have a candlelight dinner. And you say, no cell phone says. So it's between me and you and that intimate relationship. It made so much sense.
Sure.
Here's Jamie Jones. Love you already.
Of course. I told you earlier, there's no better place for you to be than to be here with us on 7 to 9 a.m. Radio K Pulpit on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindiwe, and of course, Bongani, and with our two special guests for this afternoon. And I trust that you have been blessed like I have been blessed right now. And I trust that you have received the truth that will set you free. So before I waste, you know, I don't even want to waste any time. I just want to hand over to Andrew and Metal that just share their last words for us this afternoon. You can go ahead.
Yeah, gosh. what an amazing topic to speak on, eternal life. Yeah, I really just had it on my heart just to encourage someone that's listening today.
Mm-hmm.
And in Matthew 6, verse 26, or 25 and 26, it says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither reap nor sow nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" And then further down in verse 33 it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Man, I really just sense on my heart to encourage someone today. Whatever you're going through, whatever hardships are in your life right now, just know that God has promised you an abundant life here on earth, and he wants to bless you. He wants to feed you. He wants to feed you through his word, and he wants to give you this beautiful life here on earth. There's another scripture in 2 Timothy that says that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So again, just reiterating that eternal life is for here on earth. He's given us that power. He's given us that love. He's given us that sound mind here on earth, so that whatever hardships that we go through, we can rest knowing that God has given us these things, knowing that he has given us the authority, knowing that he promised us life and life in abundance, as it says in John 10:10. Life and life in abundance. Man, yeah. I really just wanted to encourage someone listening today with that.
Amen. Faith, your final thoughts?
Sure, can't believe the time we pop by so quickly.
Yeah.
Galatians 1:4 that says, "Christ gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of the Father." It was the will of the Father that Christ came and died and give us the everlasting life. So wherever you are feeling that eternal life is only for when you die in 20 years from now, you can live it today. You can have an abundant, Christful, no stress, no fear, no pain life now. And the only thing you need to do is to know God, to know Christ. According to John 17:3, that says, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee." So do you know Christ?
Yeah.
If you don't know, make a plan. Come to him.
Amen. Lindiwe, make a plan.
Definitely. I mean, if, I don't know, I don't even know where to go from here, but I trust that our listeners have heard the truth that you're going to use your voucher.
Thank you.
I knew. But all I can say is, you know, Jesus wants to have a relationship with you. It's a tangible, it's personal, it's a person to person, it's direct. That's what Jesus wants to, you know, to do. He wants to have that relationship. So if you could just open your heart and just receive this truth, then I'm telling you, you'll be set free. It will change your life. It will transform your life. So, yeah, that's it. I'm just lost for words. There's so many things that I've heard today, and I trust that our listeners are really, really blessed, and they are going forward. Like you say, you're going to use your voucher.
There you go.
So they definitely should start doing that. It's available. It's made available. They don't need to pay a price for it. Jesus has already paid that price for them.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen to this podcast once again. I'm going to listen to this show over and over again on our website, you know, and just go to Father's Love Show and on this date, look at the title, Eternal Life. I'm going to listen to it over and over again because now I don't want to say much. Just to walk out of this studio, go spend my voucher. That's all I need to do.
Yeah.
Amen. Metal, thank you so very much. Andrew, thank you so very much. May God bless you guys.
Thank you.
May God continue to smile towards your direction, keep you, and cause His grace to abound upon your life. In your future endeavors, may you experience God's peace in every area. God bless you. We love you so much, guys. We can't wait to have you again here with us. So because of time, we have to leave it at that.
Yep.
Gilmer is coming at the top of the hour with the news at 1 o'clock, and then immediately after that, Leif Steele. That is why you don't have to be anywhere else but to be with your daily companion, Radio K Pulpit, Radio Kapsa Council, 7 to 9 a.m. This is me, Bongani, signing out. God bless.
Cheers.
Come ask your questions. Come share your concerns. Come experience true life with Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.